Antibiotic use in livestock was definitely the topic of the week at World Pork Expo. National Pork Producers Council President and North Carolina swine veterinarian Ron Prestidge was among those who attended a White House forum this week on fighting antibiotic resistance.
I spent 8.5 hours, I think, at the White House with a meeting of physicians, members from CDC, FDA, everything. I'm a guess, just round numbers. There were about 100 people there on the human health side, probably 50 of us, a lot of veterinarians, a lot of brain power in that room, looking at trying to cooperatively work together to try to face the issues and challenges of antibiotic resistance internationally in the world. This is not just a U.S. issue. And I thought it was interesting in the meeting that really no one really ever challenged the fact that we as ethical caretakers of the animals in our care have a moral obligation to treat animals if they're sick. We're also continuing to support and encouraging others to join us in the effort to have veterinary oversight regarding all decisions concerning antibiotic use on farms.
National Pork Board member Brad Greenway, a producer from South Dakota, says this week the Pork Board updated its position and policy statement that embraces responsible antibiotic use in pork production.
The initiatives and the policy statements that we came out with the board meeting is just to strengthen our position on what producers we feel are doing a great job on antibiotics right now. We've always been about responsible use of antibiotics, and so we're going to change the PQA plus. That's what our antibiotic and all our production practices are based on. And so we're going to do another revision and have more strength on the antibiotics and giving producers the information they want. We got to realize that the Pork Board, since 2000, we spent about $5.3 million on antibiotic research. We also designated more money, another up to $1.4 million in the next year and a half on research with antibiotics and resistance to the human side. And so, and also getting that message out to producer to make sure that the producers know the changes that are coming on antibiotics, on the regulation, and to make sure that they are prepared to have a great relationship with their vet.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.